Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for winter 2024 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Margaret and Tony, and the sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
Eastleigh set for a magical Christmas show. Local talent to star in Cinderella's Wellies. Eastleigh's main Christmas show, Cinderella's Wellies, runs from the 21st of December at The Point. Cinderella's Wellies is not only a retelling of a beloved classic, but a time-travelling adventure with an 80s-inspired score, musical numbers, puppetry. Still hitting the best bits of the classic Cinderella story. This unique time-twisting fairy tale is a family-friendly adventure with a special local touch, featuring a cast and creative team from Hampshire and Wiltshire. The production highlights the incredible talent of the area. However, the countdown to Christmas gets underway on Saturday the 16th of November, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., with the free-to-attend magical Christmas lights switch-on at Eastleigh Town Centre's recreational ground. The Mayor will be joined by Cinderella from Cinderella's Wellies, as well as Santa, to light the festive illuminations, which will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display. Expect music, food and drink stalls and more. Not forgetting the book pull Santa's Crotto at The Point, the Maker's Market and Festival stalls on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th. Something for everyone. Meanwhile, at Itchen Valley Country Park, there's a Christmas market, festive craft, wreath-making, workshops and more. Before the festive season begins, local communities will gather on Sunday and Monday, 10th and 11th of November, for Remembrance and Armistice Day services across the borough, including Eastleigh's Town Centre War Memorial. The town's bandstand will be decorated with giant poppies and residents are invited to add their own. More information will be available on social media channels and our websites.
Itchen Valley Country Park. A two-day Christmas market at the country park between Saturday the 23rd of November and Sunday the 24th of November from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Itchen Valley Country Park. Kick off the festive season with 2 days of market stalls featuring unique gifts from local artisans, live music from Southampton Ukulele Jam, Saturday only, and delicious street food like tacos, burgers and of course mulled wine. Family-friendly fun with face painting, glitter tattoos, Christmas trail, the many play areas and a DIY Christmas miniature garden workshop for kids. To find out more, go to itchinvalley.co.uk/whatson. There's a new road surface at the Itchin Valley Country Park. Work on resurfacing the access road into Itchin Valley Country Park West End has been completed. The works were carried out over a couple of days at the end of October and have resurfaced the entire length of the access road from its junction with Allington Lane to High Hill Field. The chair of Hedge End, West End and Botley Area Committee, Councillor Cynthia Garton, said the committee were pleased to provide funding for this vital work to improve access in and out of our popular country park. Hiring the Hide, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Sunday. The Hide is a bright and airy space set in the beautiful Itchin Valley Country Park with panoramic views connecting you with nature. The versatile main room holds 40 people and can be used for birthday parties, conferences, classes and workshops. The Hide is equipped with 6 movable tables and 40 chairs for your use, and a small kitchenette is available to hire alongside the main space, or catering can be arranged by contacting the country park. The Hide has access to Wi-Fi. To find out more, itchinvalley.co.uk/hiringthehide. New toilets. Visitors to the country park can enjoy new toilets near the marketplace and the Hide at the top of the park. Whether you're coming along to enjoy the park's 5 kilometres of scenic trails, 6 free play areas, or one of their fantastic seasonal events, these modern facilities are here to ensure your visit is more than comfortable. Toilets are open from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The website is at itchinvalley.co.uk and the address is Itchin Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, SO30 3HQ.
Eastbrook Homes. Excitement builds for the grand opening of Postmark Place. The grand opening of the much-anticipated Postmark Place, 2 new apartment blocks in Eastleigh, will take place on the 12th of November. The ribbon-cutting ceremony, led by the Mayor and Mayoress, will mark a milestone in the town's journey towards more affordable and sustainable housing. One block will feature 10 affordable homes, whilst the other block features 18 modern apartments for private rent. Designed for comfort and energy efficiency, these new homes will also include space for local businesses, making them a vibrant addition to the town. Postmark Place represents a significant step forward in our commitment to providing affordable, sustainable homes and fostering community growth in Eastleigh, says Councillor Keith House, Council Leader. For more information or to inquire about available apartments, visit eastbrookhomes.co.uk and Eastbrook has an E after it. Making space for nature at 1 Horton Heath. 1 Horton Heath is making space for nature and has welcomed a wide range of new residents this year. The site has become home to various species flourishing in their new environment. Among the recent highlights is the successful occupation of baby brown long-eared bats in the bat house installed on site. These delicate creatures, known for their distinctive long ears and gentle nature, have taken full advantage of their new roost, marking a positive sign for local bat populations. The discovery of great crested newts in the newly constructed ponds is equally exciting. These protected amphibians are a key indicator of healthy ecosystems, and their presence signals the project's commitment to maintaining habitats suitable for our native species. In addition, a baby barn owl was spotted in the area, further enriching the wide range of wildlife that has made 1 Horton Heath their home. Health and safety lead, Bryony Mitchell, expressed her excitement about these developments, saying, "It's incredible to see how well the wildlife is adapting. These species thriving here is a testament to the ecological focus of the project and our efforts to create a balance between development and nature." The 1 Horton Heath project prioritises sustainable growth and environmental management to create a community-led development, providing both housing and a thriving ecosystem. Keep up to date as the project progresses at onehortonheath.co.uk news-index.
Parish councillors tour One Horton Heath development. Local parish councillors and guests enjoyed a tour of the One Horton Heath development following a similar event held for borough councillors in the summer. The visit included stops at the Northern Gateway by Allington Lane and Chalcroft Farm, where the project team highlighted ongoing conservation efforts to protect endangered and protected species like great crested newts and brown long-eared bats. The site now includes 6 wildlife ponds and 2 bat houses, which support a growing bat population of 20 to 30 bats, including their pups. Parish councillors also had the opportunity to learn about the latest improvement projects underway in the area. They viewed progress on the foundations for the first homes being built at Lower Acre, a key milestone for the development, and gained insight into the project's balance of construction and environmental preservation.
Protecting our environment. Volunteers record hundreds of species. An enthusiastic team of Stoke Park Farm volunteers have been busy monitoring and recording plant and animal species on the site over the last few months. They have recorded hundreds of different species, including plants, birds, butterflies and other insects, reptiles, amphibians and mammals. Stoke Park Farm is owned and managed by the council and includes 103 hectares on the outskirts of Bishop Stoke and borders Stoke Park Woods to the south. It includes 17 acres of woodland, former pasture fields, varied trees and hedge lines, a fishery farm, various farming buildings and an abundance of walking trails and routes. The council's plan is to create a new green space on the existing farmland to guarantee its long-term protection from development, increase biodiversity and provide an area for people and wildlife to enjoy. Features of the new proposals include new native-planted hedgerows and a welcoming seating space, new walking and access routes, habitat wet grassland for birds and intervertebrate species. And if you'd like to join the Stoke Park Farm volunteer group, please contact Steve Grundy on s.grundy831@btinternet.com.
Mini forests at Hedge End. 2 new mini forests will be planted at Berrywood Meadows in Hedge End as the council continues to encourage greater biodiversity on the popular open space. Trees will be planted in 2 triangular areas, one using the Myawaki method and one using standard planting method. The Myawaki method, named after Japanese botanist Akira Myawak, uses species of trees that would occur naturally in the area and that work together to create a diverse, multi-layered forest community. Soil improvers are added and saplings are planted at very high densities that replicate the regeneration process that occurs in a natural forest. The saplings grow very fast to compete for the light, and then natural selection will favour the fastest growing individuals and act to thin out the trees. The second site will have the turf removed, and the trees will be planted using standard planting methods with no soil excavation or improvement. The 2 sites would then be monitored over the coming years to compare growth rate, biodiversity and soil condition. The 2 sites will be fenced to protect the trees, including from the local population of roe deer, until they are big enough that the deer can't eat them. Funding for the scheme is being provided by UK Government through the Shared Prosperity Fund and also Hampshire County Council. Glass recycling from home. As the festive season approaches, many households are gearing up for celebrations and family gatherings. With all this activity comes an inevitable increase in waste, especially glass waste, including bottles and jars. With this in mind, don't forget to order an additional glass recycling bin ahead of Christmas and be ready to recycle right during the festive season and beyond. Having an extra bin creates more space in your general waste bin for non-recyclable items and helps reduce waste sent to landfills. A gentle reminder, overfilled bins cannot be collected due to health and safety reasons. Glass shards and overstuffed bins create hazardous conditions, potentially leading to accidents for both the collection crew and fellow neighbours. Order your extra bin today. Go to eastleigh.gov.uk/glassbox.
Join our garden waste scheme. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 24,000 other borough residents and sign up in the new year. Starts on the 1st of April. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. Sign up to our 2025-26 Garden Waste Service in the new year and get free collections until the scheme starts on the 1st of April. Benefits include saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more bookings or queuing at your local tip. Wheeled bin is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste. Recycle your food waste. Make small changes and get into the habit of recycling your food waste. The festive season generally sees us eating more, so it's a great time to ensure you recycle your food waste in your weekly food caddy collection and not your black bin. It's not just fruit and vegetable peelings that can go in your brown food caddy. You can recycle all your raw and cooked food waste leftovers, tea bags and coffee grounds, fruit and vegetables, meat and bones, bread and pastries, fish, dairy, small amounts of shredded paper, cut flowers. Please remember, your food waste needs to be wrapped up in paper or in compostable bags, not plastic bags, available from most supermarkets, and put out in the larger of your two brown bins.
Residents help raise funds for charity while decluttering their homes. Since the council teamed up with Anglo Doorstep Collections in May 2024, the response from our residents has been incredible. By booking free doorstep collections, you can not only declutter your homes, but you've also helped raise vital funds for charities worldwide. Thank you. In just 5 months, residents have booked 662 collections, resulting in over 15 tonnes of donated items like clothing, small electricals, books and household goods. These contributions have made a real difference by supporting local charities, reducing waste that otherwise would end up in landfill, and creating more space in your homes. So book your collection today. Website is at anglodoorstepcollections.co.uk/charity, collections, Eastleigh Borough Council. So Christmas waste and what bins to use. Plastic trays and packaging go in your black bin. Gift wrap and cards, well, plain and patterned 100% recyclable brown paper goes in your green bin. But if it's shiny, glittery or hard to tear, we can't recycle it. Please place it in your black bin. Batteries, place them in a clear bag on top of the bottles and jars in your glass recycling box. Tinfoil, rinse and take to your HWRC tip for recycling. Christmas lights, any lights that are damaged can be recycled, take them to your local HWRC. Food waste, all bones, uncooked food and leftovers can be put in your brown food waste bin. Just wrap it in newspaper or compostable bags. So let's get it sorted this Christmas. What can I put in my green recycling bin? Only plastic bottles, tins and cans, empty aerosols, cardboard but no takeaway pizza boxes and paper.
your Christmas waste collections. If your normal collection day is Wednesday the 25th of December, the revised collection day will be Friday the 27th of December. For Thursday the 26th of December, it will be Saturday the 28th of December. Friday the 27th of December will be Monday the 30th of December. For Monday the 30th of December, it will be Tuesday the 31st of December. Tuesday the 31st of December will be Thursday the 2nd of January. For Wednesday the 1st of January, it will be Friday the 3rd of January. For Thursday the 2nd of January, it will be Saturday the 4th of January. Friday the 3rd of January will be Monday the 6th of January. Monday the 6th of January will be Tuesday the 7th of January. Tuesday the 7th January will be Wednesday the 8th of January. Wednesday the 8th of January will be Thursday the 9th of January. Thursday the 9th of January will be Friday the 10th of January. Friday the 10th of January will be Saturday the 11th of January. Please note that the garden waste services will be suspended from Monday the 23rd of December and resumes on Monday the 6th of January.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Cycle Together Eastleigh, helping residents embrace cycling. Cycle Together Eastleigh is here to help make cycling part of your everyday life, no matter how experienced you are. In partnership with Sus Trains and Steer, free events and training sessions have been put on to encourage more cycling and exploring new routes across the borough. Funded by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, this initiative makes cycling accessible to all. Our Community Engagement Officer, Ray, is already working with local groups and eager to hear from you about what would help you cycle more through an online survey. Since the project launched, we've delivered 10 events, including bike maintenance workshops, handling skills, lead rides, and free bike checkups from public bike doctors. One session attendee said, "I wasn't expecting to make as much progress as I did, and on the way home I only stopped to put my feet down a couple of times, despite crossing multiple roads on the bike. My manoeuvring at low speed has also improved. Now I know how to use my brakes to assist this. Thanks so much." New events are being added regularly and are free. Just register via Eventbrite. For more details and to join upcoming events, visit Cycle Together Eastleigh on Eventbrite. eastleigh.gov.uk/cycle-together. Beryl Bikes are now in Eastleigh. Beryl Bikes have arrived in Eastleigh, offering a fun and eco-friendly way to get around town. Whether you're visiting Lakeside Country Park, riding through Stoke Park Wood, or heading to the Point for a show, Beryl Bikes and e-bikes are perfect for exploring. With a smooth, assisted ride, the e-bikes make tackling hills a breeze while letting you enjoy Eastleigh's beautiful surroundings. It's simple to get started. Just download the Beryl app, find a bike nearby, unlock it, and you're ready to go. Affordable pay-as-you-go ride pricing starts at just 16p per minute, or you can save with minute bundles. So why not jump on a Beryl bike today and discover a new greener way to travel around Eastleigh? Find your nearest bike at website beryl.cc/scheme/Eastleigh.
Park tennis courts reopen in the borough after renovation. Two new tennis hubs have been officially reopened following £155,000 of investment from the UK government, the Lawn Tennis Association, Tennis Foundation, and both Eastleigh and Bursledon Hamble and Hound local area committees. Courts are operated on behalf of Eastleigh Borough Council by a partnership with the National Tennis Association, the NTA. The renovation are part of the LTA's Parks Tennis Project, a nationwide initiative to revitalise public tennis courts in poor condition and enhancing local sporting opportunities. The refurbished courts will offer weekly Barclays free park tennis sessions, local tennis leagues, and can be booked via the LTA website. The Cabinet Lead for Health and Social Policy, Councillor Tonia Craig, said it was wonderful to reopen these beautiful courts, which will give tennis fans and aspiring players a year-round opportunity to play. It is a great fit with our ambition to promote fitness and well-being in the borough through high-quality facilities, and we're very grateful for the support and investment of the LTA. The LTA's Chief Executive, Scott Lloyd, added, "We're delighted to see park tennis courts across Eastleigh Borough Council officially reopened to the public and in better shape than ever. Park tennis courts are vital for providing people with the opportunities to pick up a racket, and we want as many people as possible of all ages, abilities and backgrounds to enjoy playing tennis and being active. Thanks to this investment, the sport will be opened up to more players for years to come." So find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/eastleightennis. Start 2025 with At Eastleigh BC, a focus on your health and wellness. The council will launch its annual New Year Boost programme in December to help residents in the borough to look after their well-being in 2025. Activities are aimed at adults, i.e. 16 years plus, who are currently doing little or no exercise or want to try something new. Sometimes it can be difficult to know where to look or what is on offer, so this campaign offers a one-stop shop of different activities. It will showcase a variety of quality providers and venues in your local area. Stay tuned and get ready to start moving in 2025. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk/nyboost. January is a great time to kickstart your healthy habits, so make sure you can keep an eye out for what's to come.
Supporting people with a disability or long-term health problems. The Eastleigh Active Health Programme aims to engage people with a disability or those at risk of long-term health conditions through the provision of positive physical activity sessions. Regular physical activity is proven to help maintain good physical and mental health, and everyone should aim to be physically active every day. However, those people who experience health inequalities are less likely to be physically active and therefore more vulnerable to COVID-19 and long-term conditions. The programme provides an exciting variety of sessions that offer opportunities for all ages to be physically active. These include SEND classes, a range of strength and movement classes, walking, sports and swimming. The Eastleigh Active Health Programme has been funded by Energise Me on behalf of Hampshire County Council to support people at greater risk of negative impacts from the pandemic and protect the most vulnerable from COVID-19 infection. The programme works with a number of partners, including Places Leisure Eastleigh and The Point Eastleigh. Find out more from eastleigh.gov.uk/EAH. Community cooking programmes launch across the borough this autumn. This autumn, new community cooking programmes are being introduced at various locations around the borough. 2 6-week grub clubs are set to take place at Fellmore Community Centre and Pylands Wood Community Centre in the lead-up to Christmas. Funded by the Council's UK SPF grant, these family grub clubs aim to support families facing pressures from the ongoing cost of living crisis. Participants will have the opportunity to prepare, cook and enjoy delicious, budget-friendly recipes while building confidence in cooking them from scratch. At the end of each session, families will sit down together to enjoy the meals they've made, take home any leftovers, and receive recipe cards to recreate the dishes at home. In partnership with Hampshire Education Catering Services, Local primary schools will also offer a tailored cook and eat programme for parents, carers and children. This programme is designed to spark interest in food, cooking and healthy eating in a fun, hands-on environment. Parents, carers and children will work alongside school cooks to prepare a variety of low-cost, one-pot, family-friendly meals, which they will enjoy together at the end of each session. Each week, families will be given recipes and food education resources to take home. The first Cook and Eat programme will be at Cherbourg Primary and Stoke Park Junior Schools this November. Find out more from easley.gov.uk/family-table.
What's on? The Point Easley announces cast for magical local Christmas show Cinderella's Wellies. This holiday season, Cinderella's Wellies takes the stage at the Point Easley, running from December the 21st to December the 31st. This delightful family show promises to be a festive treat for audiences of all ages. What makes this production truly special is its fully local approach, showcasing the incredible talent of the local community. The creative team, professional actors and community cast all hail from Hampshire and Wiltshire, bringing a sense of home and heart to the performance. This is not just a show, it's a celebration of our community and a tribute to the spirit of Easley, said Charlotte Hall, the director of the production. We're excited to present a production that resonates with our residents, filled with familiar faces and creative talent from the area. The Point is thrilled to announce that The Fairy Godmother will be performed by Lucy Mellors, Cinderella by Lauren Somerville, The Prince by Paul Cassero, and The Rat Sisters by Anna Harriet. Lauren, who grew up in Fair Oak, is performing at a venue that's part of her local community and is especially meaningful for her. Lauren said, "I'm very excited to be playing Cinderella, such a classic story and hopefully with a fun twist in there. And to be playing it in my home venue is super exciting." Paul is based in Fareham. Before attending drama school, Paul sung and danced in theatres in both Southampton and Portsmouth and is delighted to be back performing in Hampshire. Paul said, "I'm looking forward to spending time with the cast and getting to know everyone." Cinderella's Wellies is not only a retelling of a beloved classic, but a time-travelling adventure with an 80s-inspired score, musical numbers and puppetry. Still hitting the best bits of the classic Cinderella story, the production promises to be filled with laughter, joy and holiday magic, making it the perfect outing for families looking to embrace the festival season together. The Point invites everyone to experience this unique local performance and support talented creators. Whether you're a long-time resident or new to Easley, this show is sure to become a cherished part of your holiday. Thank you for all your submissions to our Spot the Wellies competition from the last issue. We are happy to share that Rhiannon was the lucky winner. For more information and to book tickets, visit thepointeasley.co.uk/Cinderella-Wellies.
So what else is on? There's comedy highlights with Mark Thomas's Gaffer Tapes on the 23rd of November at 7:30 at The Point. The Berry Funny Comedy Club on the 29th of November at 8 p.m. at the Berry Theatre. And Matt Ford, The End of an Era Tour on the 30th of November at 7:30, also at The Point. There are family highlights. Nick Cope's Festive Family Show on the 1st of December at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at The Point. A Winter's Tale on the 5th of December, 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. at The Point. Nutcracker the Ballet on the 7th of December at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. at the Berry Theatre. There's a Monster in Your Christmas Show on the 13th to the 24th of December, 11am to 2pm at the Bury Theatre, and Cinderella's Wellies, 21st to 31st of December, 2pm and 6pm at The Point. And there are theatre and music highlights. Baker and Peter Purvis on the 22nd of November at 7.30 at the Bury Theatre. Twist and Shout, the 60s show, on the 30th of November, 7.30 at The Point. Original Sing-Along and Muppet Christmas Carol, the 3rd of December, 7.30 at The Point. A Christmas Evening of Burlesque with 100 Watt Club on the 6th and 7th of December, 7.30 at The Point. And dance highlights, the London Ballet Company Double Bill, 22nd of November, 7.30 at The Point.
Booking info. Booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10am to 3pm from Monday to Saturday, or head to the website and book online. The box office phone number is 023 8065 2333. Websites are thepointeastleigh.co.uk or theberrytheatre.co.uk. The addresses is The Point, Lee Road, Eastleigh, Hampshire, SO509DE. And the Bury Theatre is Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, Hampshire, SO304EJ. You can also go on to Facebook and or X, formerly Twitter, and it's the Bury Theatre or The Point Eastleigh or Point Eastleigh. Eastleigh to sparkle into the festive season. Kicking off the festive season in style with its annual Christmas Light Switch-On event, taking place on Saturday the 16th of November between 11am and 7pm, this free-to-attend celebration promises a day of magical fun for the whole family. At 6pm, the lights will be switched on by the Mayor of Eastleigh, alongside special guest Cinderella from Cinderella's Wellies Christmas Show and Santa Claus himself. The event will conclude in a dazzling fireworks display. Visitors can explore community stalls lining the High Street and Market Street from 11am with live music from local school choirs, Panatical Steel Band, Winchester Ukulele Jam and Centre Stage Productions Youth Theatre throughout the day. Visit Santa's Grotto and the Maker's Market at The Point and experience a nativity walkthrough at Eastleigh Baptist Church. For those seeking a bit of adventure, try the climbing wall and caving experience too. Plus, M's Friendly Farm will be set up at the Good Companions pub for a delightful farm experience. With food and drink stalls and a festive atmosphere, this is a perfect way to start the countdown to Christmas.
Winter events at the country parks. Walk and talk. Free guided walks to spend time in nature in a safe and friendly environment. Book online. Lakeside Country Park, Tuesdays the 5th and the 19th of November, 3rd and 17th of December, 1pm to 2pm. Itchen Valley Country Park, Thursdays 7th and the 21st of November, 5th and 19th of December, 10am to 11am. Burselton, Wednesdays 6th of November, 4th of December at 10:30am. Hound, Wednesdays 13th of November, 11th of December, 10:30am. Hamble, Wednesdays 27th of November, 18th of December, 10:30am. Christmas Trail, 23rd of November to Sunday the 5th of January, £3. Pick up your pack from the Woodland Cafe and guess the popular Christmas songs along the family trail. Festive Craft Wreath, Sunday the 1st of December, 10am to 11:30am, £14. Join a workshop to make a wreath using a metal ring covered in ribbon and decorated with natural and festive materials. Book online. Christmas Market with Fun Yard Events. Saturday, the 23rd of November, Sunday, the 24th of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stalls, food and festive treats. Saturday, the 23rd, performance by Southampton Ukulele Jam at 11:30 a.m. Lanterns and festive songs. Sunday, the 15th of December, 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. £7. Includes lantern workshop. Glass jar, lantern workshops and lantern procession through the woods. Performance by local choir, Joyful Sounds. Festive sing-along accompanied by Otterbourne Brass Band. To book, visit itchenvalley.co.uk/whatsonitchenvalleycountrypark. Allington Lane, West End, SO303HQ.
Shaping Places. The Town Centre Survey kicks off the regeneration project Together We Make Eastleigh. Your opinion counts as over 2,400 responses are collected. During October, residents of and visitors to Eastleigh were asked to complete a survey asking why they visit Eastleigh, what they love, and what improvements they think would encourage more people to come to this town, whether that's to shop, socialise, work or study. The Town Centre Regeneration Specialist, Hemingway Design, was selected to help drive this crucial study, with a wealth of experience having completed similar projects in nearby Andover and Weymouth. The survey responses are being analysed and reviewed, looking for common themes and ideas. Local people also took part in workshops to discuss areas of focus such as transport, business, education and community. The project's being funded by UKSPF, the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, government support programme. You may have spotted coverage of this exciting project on the BBC, other local newsstands and the radio. To find out more, go to our UKSPF page, eastleigh.gov.uk/council/shared-prosperity-fund. How youth options make a difference with young people. Young people today face various challenges, from mental health struggles to issues at school and home. Youth options are on hand, offering one-to-one or group support. Whether in youth centres or out in the community, their teams help young people navigate difficult topics with workshops by creating a safe space to talk and learn. Workshop topics include mental health and well-being, healthy relationships, antisocial behaviour, vaping, smoking and substance support, knife crime prevention and school behaviour and attendance. Laura's story, and we've changed her name for this article. Meet Laura. She was disengaged from school and had a strange relationship with her family. Initially reluctant, she eventually opened up to a youth options support worker who helped her identify healthy relationships, improve communications with her parents and address her school attendance. With ongoing support, Laura switched schools and is now thriving both academically and personally. She's even found a passion for hairdressing and is reconnecting with her family. Laura's journey highlights how youth options help young people make positive changes in their lives. For more information, visit youthoptions.org.uk.
Your community. Support for Wet Wheels. A charity that offers a unique opportunity for disabled people of all ages to access the water has received a grant from the Burselton, Hamble and Hound Local Area Committee. The BHHLAC awarded a grant of £500 to Wet Wheels to deliver boating experiences for local residents with physical disabilities. The organisation uses specially adapted boats to provide this service for people all over the borough and beyond, and aims to ensure that everyone can enjoy a safe, barrier-free, enriching experience afloat. Expanded fitness suite opens at Wildon Leisure Centre. The recently refurbished Wildon Leisure Centre in Hedge End now offers even more facilities to help keep the local community fit and active. The centre has been further improved with the opening of a new mezzanine floor to house additional fitness equipment and a larger stretch and functional area. The increased capacity will allow more residents to access the fitness facilities. Wildon welcomes both casual users and new members. The gym is equipped with the latest life fitness equipment designed to make workouts engaging, enjoyable and productive, with a range of cardio and resistance machines, together with free weights. It offers programs and support from the in-house fitness team to help users meet their goals in a friendly and welcoming environment. In 2020, the centre swimming pool reopened following a £1.2 million programme of Borough Council-funded improvements. Councillor Cynthia Garton, chair of the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, which provided the funding, said, "The new mezzanine fitness suite is a fantastic addition to Wildon Leisure Centre, which already offers excellent facilities following its major refurbishment. It will help us meet our key objective of encouraging active lifestyles in the local community for people of all ages and interests." Burselden Play Area reopens. A popular play area has reopened in Woodlands Way, Burselden. The Burselden, Hamble and Hound Local Area Committee contributed £20,000 for the exciting new play equipment. The play area on the Pylons Wood Estate is managed and inspected by the Parish Council Grounds team. Woodland Way is one of 37 play areas across the borough that are enjoyed by local families. Park in Eastleigh Town Centre, only £5.90 for a day at Mitchell Road Multi-Storey Car Park. £5.90 for all-day parking between 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday. Prices may be subject to change.
Creating homes and communities. Hamble Peninsula captured in sound in unique art project. A unique art project that uses the sounds of a diverse area of Eastleigh Borough to communicate its history, culture and ecology was launched by the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Dave Pragnell. Peninsula Sounds is a sonic investigation into the Hamble Peninsula, which encompasses the parishes of Hamble, Burselden and Hound, Netley. It has created an artist-led sound archive featuring 6 audio works created by 5 artists to explore the area's past, present and future. The subject matter includes seasonal wildlife, conversations with residents, historic folk songs from the area and underwater explorations. The recordings were created by BAFTA winner Chris Watson, whose television work includes many programmes in the David Attenborough Life series, John Coburn, director of Wild Museum, multimedia artist Tim Shaw, Rose Ferriby, who is an archaeologist and artist, and Jennifer Reed, a researcher, musician and performer of 19th century dialect and Victorian broadside ballads. Funded by developers' contributions that are earmarked for public art, Eastleigh Borough Council commissioned Wild Museum to create Peninsula Sounds. The project complements the Hamble Peninsula Trails, a fascinating self-guided walking tour that explores the history, character and ecology of the area. A free publication about the project is available from the libraries in Burselden, Hamble and Netley and can be downloaded from the Peninsula Sound site, where the project video can also be viewed. A copy is also being delivered to 9,000 homes in the area. The Mayor, Councillor Dave Pragnell, said, "I was delighted to attend the Peninsula Sounds launch and learn more about this wonderful project that provides a fascinating insight into this very interesting area of our borough." Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/HP-sounds. Under the Eye of the Light, a new public artwork has been installed at the Hatch Farm development, which offers a new community gathering place and a seating in one of the site's popular green spaces. Under the Eye of the Light is a permanent public artwork by Architecture and Ideas Studio, CAN, and artist Felicity Hammond. The artwork has been commissioned by Eastleigh Borough Council using developers' contributions for public art in Hatch Farm. The artwork draws inspiration from historic barrows and uses the motif of the maypoles as the vertical axis connecting the earth to the more mystical realms of the universe. The seating in the artwork is shaped in the outlines of leaves gathered by children of St. James C of E Primary School, and the colours mirror the vast night sky. On top of each of the maypoles are astronomical symbols for the 8 planets in our solar system. eastleigh.gov.uk/under-the-eye-of-the-light.
Artists are appointed for North Stoneham Park project. The artist duo Juno Projects have been appointed for a new public art project with the residents of North Stoneham Park in Eastleigh. Ben and Phil will be running workshops over the next 6 months for residents to get involved with making sculptures for a nature-themed trail across the development. To find out more about artists and follow progress with the project, visit junoprojects.co.uk North Stoneham Public Art. Help to shape the future of the borough. Local people are being invited to have their say on the future of the borough when the public consultation on the new Eastleigh Borough Local Plan Review gets underway in early December 2024. The local plan review will identify how much development we need over the next 20 years and where it should go. It will also include policies to protect the environment, respond to climate change, create a strong and sustainable economy, create communities with facilities that people need, e.g. schools, health and green spaces, deliver infrastructure in the right locations, protect the distinct identity of towns and villages to prevent urban sprawl, and deliver a range of affordable quality homes that meet community needs. We want to understand your views on the key issues now and in the future, including where we should locate development and how our existing policies need to change. A lot has changed since we prepared the last local plan, including the COVID-19 pandemic. For example, the pandemic impacted how we work and what we want from our green spaces and town centres. This is the first stage of public consultation on the local plan review. No decisions have been made about the location of future development, and this is an important opportunity for local people to let us know their views to shape the future of the borough. There will be a series of drop-in events across the borough during the consultation. At these events, the planning team will be available to answer questions on the local plan review, and consultation materials will be on display. To stay up to date, visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/localplan2024.
Borough benefits from extensive tree planting. You may be aware of some of the thousands of trees that the council has planted as part of its commitment to tackling climate change. The benefits of tree planting are many, as it not only improves the biodiversity of the borough, but also helps to create a sense of place and pride in the community, improves health, well-being, and tackles flooding and groundwater issues. The winter planting season runs from November to March, and as last year, the council will again be carrying out extensive planting of a variety of trees, from hedging, whips, orchards, and larger trees. Virtually all the trees are native species that include oak, disease-resistant elms, birch, wayfarer, whitebeam, hawthorn, blackthorn, hazel, holly and alder. Last winter, the council's tree team planted around 1,500 trees and the aim for this winter is to plant around 4,000 trees. In addition, the Council has again received Urban Tree Challenge funding from the Forestry Commission to plant 200 larger trees this winter in Eastleigh, Chandler's Ford, Boyett Wood and Fair Oak. Last winter, this funding provided trees in areas including Fleming Park, the Aviary Estate, Chestnut Avenue, Lawn Road, Pylons Wood and Queen's View. Some of the areas that the Council's tree team will be planting as part of UKSPF this winter include Bursledon Skate Park, an orchard at Kestrel Park, Mini Forest at Berrywood Meadows and Hiltingbury Lakes. Hundreds of trees are also being planted by One Horton Heath to enhance the area's greenery. Just over 700 trees, including Acer, Birch and Willow, are being planted along the route of the new Link Road. They have been carefully selected to thrive in the local environment and contribute to year-round natural interest. This extensive tree planting effort across our borough is part of our unwavering commitment to sustainability and creating a more attractive living space for residents and visitors alike. Eastleigh Planners in the UK Top 30. Eastleigh Borough Council's planners are the best performing borough in Hampshire and in the top 30 nationally. That's the finding of an assessment by Planning Magazine, the UK's professional publication for town planning, which ranks Eastleigh as 26th Best Performing Local Planning Authority, or LPA, in the country. Eastleigh is one of only 21 LPAs nationally identified as delivering a silver standard of decision-making, with performance being significantly higher than the statutory level, and the only borough or district council in Hampshire to achieve a rating this high. The leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "This is great news and is confirmation of the excellence of Eastleigh's planning service. It also reflects the hard work, professionalism and expertise of the whole planning team, who are to be congratulated on this achievement."
Our checklist to tick off cost saving and income support. Try the best place in the borough for advice. Citizens Advice Eastleigh are there if you need help with finding what support is available and what you are eligible for. They have trained local advisers and a website filled with advice and guidance. They have an Eastleigh office and a range of outreaches in Bursledon, Hamble and Hedge End. Website: citizensadviceeastleigh.org.uk. Phone: 0808 278 7682. Are you eligible to receive support or benefits? Search gov.uk for their benefits calculator. This can help you narrow down anything you may be entitled to. It's free and independent and only takes around 15 minutes to complete. Have you checked if tax relief, marriage allowance or cost of living payment apply too? Search on gov.uk. Direct financial support. Our revenues and benefits team are here to help guide you to the right support if you are on a low income, claiming benefits or out of work. Council tax support, housing benefit, universal credit, discretionary housing payment. Financial hardship support. Grants, low-cost loans, local charities and help with household basics. Support for specific groups, elderly, disabled, young residents. Our support services and discounts for home, waste, health and well-being and transport. View council tax discounts and exemptions. There are a range of circumstances that apply and many are unclaimed. Check in on your well-being or that of someone struggling. Solent Mind Eastleigh, 111 Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO509DS, provides group or one-to-one support over the phone or online and can help with employment needs. Phone 023 8061 1458. Samaritans support you on the phone 116 123 or online 24 hours a day, 365 days a year if you are having a difficult time and are struggling to cope. Find out more, samaritans.org. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk and search for cost of living support for more information on what's available locally, as well as support for debt, housing, energy saving and vulnerable groups.
Checked out the local free and low-cost food outlets. The Eastleigh Food Bank at Unit G6 Wells Place, SO505PP, telephone 07563 609994, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Hedge End Food Centre, King's Community Church, SO304BZ, Monday to Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Hound Food Bank, 30 Queens View, Netley Abbey, SO315AE, phone number 07485007800, Tuesday and Thursdays, 10:30 to 2 p.m. The Community Pantries. The principle of a pantry is to give those in need the opportunity to have a helping hand by getting food for a small membership fee per visit. The Pavilion on the Park, 1 Kingfisher Road, SO509LH. The Community Fridge, help yourself to what you need, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, Sundays, 9:30 to 12. The Eastleigh Pantry, £5 a visit, for £15 worth of food per week. Telephone 01794 522 106. Monday, Wednesdays and Friday, 9:30 to 12 noon, and Tuesdays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the Pylons Wood Community Pantry, Chamberlain Road, Burzledon, SO318DT, 02380 403703. Mondays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then a warning. We regret to report that many cost-of-living and energy-saving scheme scams are operating at this time, targeting vulnerable people. Please remain vigilant, and if any doubt, stop, challenge and protect. Try actionfraud.police.uk.
Warm welcome this winter. This winter, we are again working with local charities and organisations to provide a warm welcome. These are locations and venues which will be offering activities and a warm space for vulnerable residents who may be struggling to pay their energy bills. The network offers spaces where people can come together to stay warm, enjoy some company, a cup of tea, or get involved in an activity. They are at Elm Pentecostal Church, Eastleigh, the Mercury Library and Community Hub, Pavilion on the Park, Eastleigh, Places Leisure, Eastleigh, St Andrew's Methodist Church, St Paul's Church, Burzledon, St Thomas's Church, Fair Oak, The Point, Eastleigh, Velmore Community Centre, Chandler's Ford, and the YMCA Eastleigh at North Stoneham. The libraries are at Chandler's Ford Library, Eastleigh Library, Hedge End Library, Netley Library, West End Library and Fair Oak Library. Learn more and view venues near you at website eastleigh.gov.uk/warm-welcomes or call 023 8068 8000 to find out which warm welcome is nearest you.
Your Council. Mayor's Charity Appeal Concert. The charities nominated by the Mayor for his annual appeal will benefit from a charity concert in November featuring a variety of musical entertainment. Taking place at Thorndon Hall on Saturday the 9th of November, the Mayor's Charity Appeal Concert features Blue Butterfly Dance, Romsey Male Voice Choir, and his appeal beneficiaries, Centre Stage Productions Youth Theatre and Eastleigh Operatic and Musical Society. Tickets are available at thorndonhall.co.uk/what's on. Borough prepares to remember. In a symbolic display of support, two large poppies will once again be installed on the bandstand at Eastleigh Recreation Ground. Local people are invited to tie their own poppies too, transforming the bandstand into a sea of red and showing support ahead of Remembrance Day on Sunday, the 10th of November. The Mayor, Councillor David Pragnell, will attend the Remembrance Day service at the War Memorial in Lee Road Recreation Ground at 10:50 a.m. This service is expected to attract many people, including representatives from Eastleigh's twin towns of Kornwestheim, Germany, and Villeneuve-Saint-Georges, France. Deputy Mayor Councillor Janice Asman will attend the service at St Edward's Church in Netley Abbey, while the Mayor will later attend the service at the Military Cemetery in Royal Victoria Country Park at 3 p.m. Additional services will be held at West End, Hedge End, Botley, Chandler's Ford, Fair Oak and Hamble, with road closures in place in Eastleigh and Netley. More on temporary road closures can be found on our website, eastleigh.gov.uk/temp-road-closures. On Armistice Day, Monday the 11th of November, the Mayor will join local groups, organisations and residents for the Royal British Legion's 2-minute silence at 11 a.m, further honouring the fallen. Keeping the electoral register up to date. During September, your household will have received a form from the Borough Council showing the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. Please check this information to ensure the details are correct. If the information needs to be updated, please visit website householdresponse.com/Eastleigh to make any changes. The information is used to confirm who at your address is eligible to vote. This information can also be used when applying for credit, such as mortgage or personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. It is a legal requirement to respond to the letter if it says you must respond. Please help us by responding now to prevent the need for personal visits to your property during November.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. The local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m. on the 27th of November and the 29th of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact kitty.button@eastleigh.gov.uk on 023 8068 8418. Burslem-Hamble Arise and Hound, 6 p.m. 21st of November and the 30th of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk on 0238 683367. Chalmersford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 15th of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/cfh or contact guy.riddock at eastleigh.gov.uk or 0238 068 3369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 5th of November and the 21st of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/elac or contact guy.riddock at eastleigh.gov.uk 0238 068 3369. And then Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 11th of November and the 27th of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk heweb or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk 0238 068 3367.
Book an MOT with your council. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency, DVSA, approved MOT service? Our team of professional mechanics, based at our Hedge End depot, carry out MOT testing service on cars, light vans, class 4 and 5 or large panel vans between 3,000 kilograms and 3,500 kilograms, class 7. We don't offer a repair service. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. We offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. To book a visit, go to eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking. And the reminder of our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN, or telephone 023-8068-8000. We're on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at Eastleigh BC. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. And you can sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. And that brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye.
Tony.
Goodbye.
And myself, Sharon. Goodbye.